Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Chris Hakim, Karen Loomis, and Mohan Ananda. The question I have for you today, how do you catch yourself making assumptions? Karen, can you kick us off?
So it's interesting. I just had this conversation with my students at Grand Canyon University about research. One of the things that is big in what we do is research and getting all the information on the front end. And I always tell them that you need to start off just listing all your assumptions you have about whatever you're working on. List them all. And then you go back in with your research and you confirm and or validate or invalidate what your assumptions were. So that's usually how I start in the purest forms. But, you know, from a everyday perspective, assumptions are kind of what keep us rolling.
Maybe I can kind of add to it. But the assumptions, if you are making assumptions, there is a possibility you're missing things. If you don't do it right, because many people, those who make assumptions, many of them are self-centered. They think they know everything. So they make assumptions without really going through and validating whether those facts are true. So yeah, I think one of the most important thing to do is to ask questions before you just make assumptions. That's my experience. Because if you just make assumptions without knowing what really happened, that could be wrong assumptions. Then it lead to wrong things. So, of course, in science and research, there are well-established things you have to assume. No question about it. But in business, having to like meet with somebody for a merger and acquisition or some transaction, you don't want to make an assumption without the facts. The facts are more important. If you assume, it could be wrong. So that's something people have to be aware of, and they have to take precautions. And if you don't do it, I think it'll get into failure.
So if I can chime in real quick, I agree with you 100%. Also, we need to make sure that we manage other people's assumptions as well, too, because the first time that somebody meets you, they've already made some assumptions based on your name, your age, where you come from, all that stuff. And we all know that when we make those assumptions, oftentimes those assumptions are biased and wrong. And so a gentle way to go into that is basically ask the probing questions that you were referring to and help them understand your understanding about them as well, for them to understand about you, so that you have an alignment in terms of where you are.
I agree with the statement, because there are people, they look at the accent, they look at the color of their skin, or whether they are wearing glasses, things of that type, and make assumptions. And often their assumptions are wrong. One has to really do the right research and get to know people rather than making assumptions.
I think the hardest part of it, though, is catching yourself making assumptions. So yesterday I did a leadership development course and I helped them recognize assumptions, because I said to them, I said, okay, I want you to think about what you know about me. And I listed off the things that are always in my introduction, doctoral degree, yada, yada, whatever. And then I'm white, I'm lean, I'm a former athlete, I'm classically bone structured. I said, okay, let's think about what that means. And then I said, let me tell you some of my story. And I took like 45 seconds and told them some of my personal story and the chaos that has been my life. And I invited them to say, okay, what changed now that you know that? But if I hadn't starkly considered, okay, this is who I am now and this is who I used to be, they would never have been able to recognize the assumption. So how do you catch it? How do you catch an assumption?
Ask questions.
But I think people don't realize they're assuming. That's part of the problem. Like, and I think that people open their mouth and just assumptions roll out. And so, perfect example, most of us are people of color on this conversation. And how many times have we had a phone call with people that we talk to all the time? And then you meet them in person, they say, oh, I didn't know you were Black. You don't sound Black. Whatever that means. But that happens all the time, where, you know, people make assumptions because you've talked to them on the phone, you build this, you know, character of what this person looks like. And then when you meet them, of course, like you said, you find out that your assumptions were completely wrong. one of the things that I've made sure of is that I try not to make assumptions. And I think that comes from my perspective of being a person of color and having that happen to me on so many occasions that, you know, I'm very sensitive to it. And that's why I said, I think most people don't realize that they're making an assumption till it rolls out of their mouth and you say, that was rude.
So building on that, you'll get a kick out of this. Many years ago, I was getting examined by a dermatologist. And the dermatologist was puzzled and he was like, this is really weird. You've got these red moles that are very common to people of Irish and Scottish ancestry. How is that? And I was like, my mother's side of the family. So they were making an assumption based on my last name that it was so peculiar to see this very particular type of mole. And that's a doctor. That's a doctor who says that to me. Okay. So needless to say, I went to another doctor after that.
And sadly, what you're saying, Chris, has absolutely been proven scientifically with research and studies that African Americans and people of color are often ignored by their doctors, or their doctors will say strange things. Like you just reminded me of an incident that happened when I was in my early 20s, when I had gone to my doctor that I'd been going to forever, white individual, and I had like a rash on my shin. And he says, well, you got to watch out who you're hanging out with. And I went, I'm a sports person. I'm in a locker room. I'm pretty sure it came from the locker room, but I don't know where you're going with that. But again, assumptions. Assumptions can occur. They often occur in stereotypical ways, but they can be as simple as, you know, cuff statement that somebody has made. And you're like, that's absolutely not true. And most people are not willing to confront people on their assumptions, whereas I'm willing to go right after them.
So if you catch yourself in an assumption, stick your foot in your mouth, say something you shouldn't. The next part is, okay, then what do you do? How do you back out of something like that?
My bad. I'm sorry. That was really wrong.
You have to be honest to yourself.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. I mean, sometimes everybody makes mistakes, but once you recognize that's an error, then you either apologize or you do things to correct it. I mean, the important thing is you don't think you are always right. Once you recognize that, I think the rest is easy.
I think it's hard.
It's very hard because there's this thing called intersectional lens, and it's all of these things, all of our environmental, all of our, you know, childhood, all of this stuff is what makes us so very unique, but is also what makes us really interesting. So if we try to categorize people by making these assumptions, by putting people in groups because our minds need that, then we can fall into that trap really easy. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't take long to figure out and to have a conversation with somebody and to figure out, man, my assumptions were way off.
Well, in today's contemporary world, those lines are becoming much more blurred as well, too. And so you can't make assumptions. Maybe 100 years ago, you could look at somebody, if there was a zip code, you could look at where they were from. You can make some pretty general assumptions. But this world is changing so dramatically that you can't rely on those old assumptions at all.
But those type of assumptions are bias oriented. I think it's a lot of bias, and you have certain, you know, idea in your mind as if you know everything. I think that has to be corrected.
Can you recover from making an assumption, and can you back out? Yes, you can apologize, but can you recover? Does something like that ever really go away once you've put your foot in your mouth that way?
You have to change yourself. Especially people, the older people, you have such certain set standard and certain things, it's hard to change. But you have to make an effort. I mean, you know, of course, I'm an immigrant, so I can appreciate how, especially in the early days when I was here, people look at me kind of funny because somebody away from, you know, not from here. But I think things today, it's different because practically everybody is from somewhere else. But I think you have to make an effort to make changes and get rid of the bias. If you don't do that, you continue to do the same mistake.
But that takes self-awareness. And that's a conversation I have with my college kids all the time, is that you have to be very self-aware of not only yourself, but your impact on others. And if you don't have that awareness, you won't even know you've made assumptions. You just keep rolling through life, you know, what, like a steam engine. And you have to be aware of your impact on others, whether you react to how you are, that's up to you. But it does, you know, all of what we're talking about, these assumptions are a me problem, not a them problem.
I love that. And that is a great place to end a 10-minute conversation. Thank you so much for having it with me. And I am going to assume that you had a good time. I'll talk to you all again really soon.